Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's time for the Almost Famous Podcast. We are here breaking down this week's headlines. Obviously, Ashley, the big headline that you've made the headlines from that has kind of taken Bachelor Nation by storm is the golden divorce, the golden breakup, whatever it's being referenced as these days. We do have an episode out where you led a bunch of people from the franchise, asked them great questions, and kind of dug into everybody's thoughts surrounding this divorce. How are you feeling a few days removed?
Well, I was kind of afraid to share like a lot of my feelings, but it seems like so many people agree with me.
When was the last time that your strong opinions
made the headlines?
No. Oh. Felt like people agreed with you on them. I mean, like, I'm always nervous to take like a hard stance because I feel like there's always so much nuance, but this one really felt like you captured what everybody was feeling.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the last time I felt like people were like, oh yeah, I feel like for the majority, people probably agree with us because we don't like see a ton of feedback that's like, no, you're so wrong. Yeah. Right. But this time I felt like they were such a loved couple and people just rooted for that whole season, not necessarily them as a couple during the season, but like just like everybody loved watching that season, that I was afraid to say anything sort of negative, that I felt like something was off. And apparently so did a lot of people.
Well, I've thought about a lot the last few days. I think you're right. I think a strong opinion and kind of the anger comes from people being so invested in them. Here's just for a second here, kind of the headline that isn't being talked about that I want to talk to you about. How far back does this push the Golden Show, in your opinion?
You know what? So much. And I would have thought otherwise. I would have thought, you know, if you would have told me a week ago, two, 10 days ago, if they get divorced, is that going to affect the Golden Bachelorette? I would have said, oh no. But I sort of feel like yes, because a lot of people are like, oh, we took it so much more seriously because these people like know themselves so well. They've been in marriages before. They know exactly how serious to take it. And now we see that it's the shortest marriage of all Bachelor history, if not like the shortest relationship. Well, okay, maybe not shortest relationship, but
shortest relationship maybe that came from the show, like that they came
like,
off the
like
show
that they came off the show together, like they didn't break up at AFR.
I mean, we were at their wedding 3 months ago.
Yeah, so I actually feel like whenever people, when I see the lineup, the ABC lineup, and it's like Bachelorette's coming, then Golden Bachelorette, I'm like, okay.
Like, I think it sets the show back really far.
What they need to do, and this is a message that I've gotten from a lot of people in my Instagram inbox, they need to do what Love is Blind does and what Married at First Sight does, and just have people from the community, from the city that the person lives in. So like, let's just say Leslie's the Golden Bachelor. It needs to happen in Minneapolis, and it has to be just Minneapolis guys.
That makes sense to me. I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, at this point, we've kind of said it before, but why would it matter if there's 12 guys on the show starting out or 25? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter. Maybe less guys get eliminated each week. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think you need to find 30 dudes from Minneapolis or 30 dudes from wherever the Golden Bachelorette's going to be. I think you need to find 20, 15, 20.
Yeah, and what you could do is kind of like have her be part, I've said this before, but be part of the audition process where she's like, I'm watching this through in a green room or right in front of them. And that way she's like, I'm interested in this guy, like after hearing what he has to say.
Be a cool twist.
That would be like such a cool spin, right? To be like, I want him casted. And then you can take 15 of your favorites. Then you kind of eliminate those first couple weeks that we always feel like is
I want to know who's running the PR on this, though, or if the show even seems to care, because we really haven't heard much from the show in general on this. Why are they not announcing the Golden Bachelorette like to yesterday? Because it changes the headlines, it changes the story, and now we're talking about the next Golden Bachelorette. We're not talking as much about, you know, Gary and Teresa's relationship.
I think right now they're like, we have to hold it because there's going to be some negative connotation around it.
I just think the longer you let that last, the worse, honestly.
I think they'll probably do it during Bachelorette season.
Okay.
Like premiere episode.
Yeah. Well, we do have some headlines to jump into today. That's obviously the biggest one right now coming through Bachelor Nation. But we do have some really exciting things to talk about. Shanae welcomes first child with boyfriend Nate. This is really exciting. This is according to Bachelor Nation.
Mm-hmm. Shanae had her baby on April 11th, and the baby girl's name is Maven Jane. And as always, she's got Bachelor Nation giving her all the support on Instagram. Genevieve and Danielle Malty saying, congratulations, baby. We're so happy for all of you. And she shares her daughter with her boyfriend of definitely over, I want to say close to 2 years now, and a former NFL player, Nate Ebner.
Another big headline. The Bachelor Nation star that was on The Masked Singer was revealed. And the comment that he has is, well, that was fun.
Why haven't I seen more of this? It was Colton. He was revealed as the lovebird on The Masked Singer. He sang for 6 weeks and was finally revealed this week. I don't follow The Masked Singer. I think it's a fun show. Whenever I see clips, I'm like, that's a show I could get into. And I'm going to have to go back and watch his performances, because who knew that Colton had a voice? You know, you don't have to have a fantastic voice to be on The Masked Singer, but you have to carry some sort of a tune.
I agree. Only reason I knew about this is because I got comments like, hey, you're on The Masked Singer. I don't know what the clues were. It's like, I'm not on The Masked Singer. Who is? And I ended up finding out it was Colton. So I'm glad that people think I have a singing voice. That's very sweet of them. Because it sounds like Colton definitely does.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, It's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ashley, a surprise announcement came this week in Bachelor Nation. Breakups, honestly, were kind of revealed. Breakups that maybe we've invested into a little bit. The first one is Andrew Spencer reveals he and Becca Michie broke up.
Yes. So we don't know much about the breakup, but we do know that he is surrounded by the love of his new puppy, Hash Brown. And he's also had some emo TikTok videos and Instagram posts. He also expressed his gratitude towards Bachelor alum and friend Anna Redman for her company in assisting, him with his heartbreak, with a heartfelt photo shoot featuring him and his new pet. So, Anna, good company, also good photographer.
She is fantastic. Another breakup that isn't necessarily hitting the headlines yet, but will at some point. Greg Grippo and Victoria Fuller have seemed to have broken up. I don't know if it's officially been announced yet. But Ashley, what do you know about that?
I don't think they're ever going to officially announce. Somehow, even though they are a pretty high profile couple as far as like each of their individual popularity in Bachelor Nation, they have flown under the radar a bit as far as their relationship goes. They haven't really overshared much since the beginning. I think there was so much controversy about them in the beginning because, you know, Victoria quickly went on, she quickly went to date Greg after her Bachelor in Paradise engagement. I think that they are just never going to say anything. Let Bachelor Nation assume what they will. The two of them did unfollow each other on Instagram. That is what we know. And Victoria also posted a picture of her in a very feminine white dress the other day saying she's in her soft girl era, which, you know, in some way I feel like is her being like, I'm open to romance.
Oh, okay. I don't even know what that means. Soft girl era. Goodness. Hey, Charity Lawson has a hidden talent. Her fiance obviously announces this. It's her best kept secret. This is according to Bachelor Nation as well.
Well, he posted a video of her singing on Instagram and then got inundated with so many messages being like, wow, we had no idea that Charity was so vocally gifted. So if the Masked Singer needs another Bachelor star underneath one of those costumes, Charity could be it.
Hey, I like that idea. Tyler Cameron's premiere episode is out, correct?
It is out now, yes, and so is our podcast episode with him. It's a really great in-depth episode. He talks about dating these days and just settling down in Jupiter, Florida, and being able to make his fun trips to LA and New York, but he's not overwhelmed and intoxicated by the dazzle of it all there anymore. It's a really nice interview.
Yeah, it's great. You did a great job on that. And then final headline of the day is about you. You reveal in a Bachelor Nation article, if you and Jared would ever move from Rhode Island, the quote is, it's the great debate.
That is what it is. It's just something that we talk about a lot. Jared doesn't, we both feel like life in Rhode Island isn't exactly what he expected it to be when we moved here 3 years ago now. And I obviously go home to Virginia a lot. I make sure that it's once a month. So that is a lot of travel. We will see where things end up. We're not in a rush to make any sort of decision. And it's just really has to do with family, community, and all that.
It's the great debate. The debate will continue. Even from the source.
Everybody has it. Everybody has that when they have young kids, I feel like, is where are we going to like settle for real, for real?
Yeah, makes sense.
You don't have to do it when they're this little.
Will you just do us a favor? And when you decide, will you tell the Almost Famous podcast first?
Yes. I hope we're still on the air when that decision's made. And I'm referring to the fact that it could take years.
Oh, I hope so too. That's all the headlines we have here today. Again, the Golden Breakup is the big headline kind of covering Bachelor Nation right now. Obviously, Tyler Cameron's show's coming out. Ashley's deciding if she's moving or not. Then we have some babies to celebrate, but also some breakups to talk about. So we'll be back with more episodes this week. We've got some crazy good content coming your way. We have you know what? I don't even know if I want to say it, but we have an episode with Hannah Brown coming out. We have episodes with past guests. Obviously, we have Almost Good Advice. It's just a good week, good couple of weeks, I would say, of content coming your way. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See ya.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.